You ever have when your friend like gets a new friend, right? And they start hanging out with a new friend more, right? And you get all fucking jealous, right? And then she tries to make it up to me. She's like, come on, come have lunch with us. So I go have lunch with them. And this girl, like, I fucking hate that chick, you know? Like, she's one of these people that's really proud of where they were born. And she's like, I was born in Hawaii. Kalia is my Hawaiian name. It means she who is bright and clear. That's so fucking obnoxious, you know? Like, I was born in Kansas. I don't walk around going, yeah, I was born in Kansas. Roberta Sue is my Kansas name. It means she who'll do whatever she can to get the fuck out of Kansas on a bright and clear day. My best friend gets so guilty over everything. Like, last week, she got all drunk on the weekend, and she's all like, oh, my God, I got so drunk. I feel so terrible. It's just the worst. Why do I do that? You know, and then I got to talk her down, like, look, did you ruin your credit? No. Then shut the fuck up. You know, did you get arrested? No. Then fucking relax. You know, do you have any mysterious bruises where the sun don't shine? No. Then fucking pass me the Tanqueray because the tonic's getting lonely in my motherfucking glass. I love when she drinks, by the way, because she'll spill her guts, you know? She told me last time she got drunk, she told me that when Kalia was 19, she was really in love with this guy, and that she tattooed the guy's name right above her vagina. Well, the only thing I could think ever to tattoo above my vagina would be instructions, you know? She's divorced too. She got a lot of money in her settlement though. She did. Now she just takes fucking classes all the time. The latest class she's taking is a pole dancing class. And she's trying to talk me into doing the pole dancing classes, and it's like, fuck, you know, the last memory I want my kids to have of me is me humping my ass around a pole in the basement next to a rusty old Nordatrack and a fucking washer and dryer, you know what I mean? Wrong. And she's always trying to make the pole dancing sound legitimate. You know, Felicia, the United Federation of Pole Dancers are trying to make it an Olympic sport. Shut the fuck up. If they make it an Olympic sport, you know, it should be like old school pole dancing, you know? And it should be the only sport in the Olympics where you have to test positive for drugs, you know? I mean, that's crazy. Who would even be the judges? You know, a businessman from out of town, a drunk frat boy, a rabbi in a raincoat? You know what I mean? It would be the only Olympic sport where if you choked in front of the judges, you got an automatic 10 and a couple of extra 20s.